Things were looking bleak in Omaha just a few minutes after Game 2 of the National Championship Series began. The Diamond Heels had gone down in order with three strikeouts against Oklahoma starter Xander Mercurius in the top of the first inning. In the bottom of the frame, a throwing error and a double had allowed the Sooners to plate two runs against starting pitcher Ryan Lynch. The Sooner heavy crowd at Charles Schwab Field sensed blood in the water and got on its feet. It would have been enough to cause plenty of college baseball teams to mentally fold. But the Diamond Heels are not like plenty of college baseball teams. 3 hours later, they were celebrating a 6-2 win, one in which they held the Sooners off the scoreboard for the final eight innings and snapped Oklahoma's nine-game winning streak. Carolina had gotten off the mat and forced a winner-take-all championship game Monday. To Carter French, it was simply a matter of necessity.
We really have no other choice. We're playing to keep playing baseball, so there's really no other choice than to just keep playing, keep our heads down, and just keep battling.
One of French's College World Series record four walks began a consequential third inning, one which ended with a rattled Mercurius having thrown 50 pitches and allowed three UNC runs to score, including one on a wild pitch. Mercurius was lifted in the fifth after allowing a titanic solo home run to Owen Hull. Scott Forbes said he wasn't surprised by his team's fight.
You know, I believe in this team and they believe in themselves. And in a weird way, they've played better, as they said, when their backs are against the wall.
That fifth inning provided another crossroads for Carolina after Lynch exited with an apparent oblique injury. The crestfallen sophomore apologized to his teammates as he headed back to the clubhouse after throwing only 56 pitches, and Caden Glauber was called in from the bullpen on short notice. Gavin Gallagher reassured Lynch his teammates would have his back.
We just told him, like, dude, it's not your fault. He gave us four great innings, and no doubt in my mind that he was going to continue to throw very well. Obviously there's nothing you can do about that. We told him we were going to pick him up, and sure enough, Globe came in and did.
To Forbes, that sequence was just another example of his team's philosophy.
Now, we talk about it all the time, like being process-oriented, next play mentality, and just play every pitch. When you look up, whatever happens, happens. We did a good job of that.
What happened was Glauber firing 65 pitches in five shutout innings and closing out the win to save UNC's championship aspirations. His readiness in an unfortunate situation typified the resiliency which has defined the Diamond Heels all season long. With a win Monday night, Carolina can win a fourth three-game series this season after dropping Game 1. Gallagher, a team captain, is confident in his group.
You know, this is one of the most united teams I've ever played with. We just want to play for another day together. At the end of the day, I love this team. I love these guys, and it helps us show up and play.
Hull, the home run hitter, is even more confident than that.
We just knew deep down that it's destiny. I mean, we're going to come out and play tomorrow. Don't let us win today. And we won today, so we're going to give it everything tomorrow.
For 97.9 The Hill in Omaha, Nebraska, I'm Michael Coe.